Hello and welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I am Paige Estratore on behalf of Financial Services Online, broadcasting to you on Sunday, November 2nd, 2025. Head over to our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more industry updates and financial services. Today, we'll start the wrap with some refreshing news from the Australian construction industry. A Marsh report tells us that hardworking tradies are now enjoying reduced premium rates on their construction insurance. This welcome development comes as a result of increased insurer competition. From the first 6 months of the year until now, there have been premium cuts ranging from 5% to 15%, benefiting contract works and indemnity premiums, among others. Despite this, insulation from risk is maintained through strict underwriting. So, it is a great time for you tradies to review your insurance options for cost-effective coverage. Unfortunately, that's not the only change in the industry. The construction sector is fighting against the tide of escalating costs, with workers feeling the impacts of a 30% increase since the COVID-19 pandemic. Material prices are shooting up and shortages of labor are restricting progress. If you're a tradie, deliberate risk management strategies are more important now than ever before. Insurance solutions such as contract works and professional indemnity are essential, along with a regular policy review to ensure coverage against inflation, theft, weather events, and cost volatility. We now move on to some news from the Australian transport sector. Transtar Linehaul, providing services for logistics giants like StarTrack and Couriers Please, has entered administration. The closure of such a significant firm reflects the broader struggles of the industry, compounded by factors like rising fuel costs and regulatory changes. This has led to an online auction of Transtar's fleet, giving smaller firms an opportunity for a cost-effective upgrade. A word of caution: due diligence and detailed checks is strongly recommended for potential buyers. In summary, there are enduring challenges within these industries, but also promising opportunities sprouting amidst the volatility. As the adage goes, every cloud has a silver lining. Be it in construction or transport, resilience and risk management remain the keys to ensuring future sustainability. Thank you for joining me, Paige Estratore, as we dissected these significant industry stories. Tune in again for more updates. Don't forget to visit financialservicesonline.com.au for all your insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management needs. Have a fantastic day, Australia.